Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of Radio Law Talk, Mr. Frederick Penny, attorney at law.
Why do you bother me right now? I'm in the middle of posting some cool stuff on the Twitter, Instagram account of Radio Law Talk, and you're bothering me.
Sorry.
You were playing some music, but I just, okay, now you can go to Radio Law Talk. I'm pushing Instagram. I'm tired of pushing Twitter. I'm going to start pushing Instagram from now on, but I know most of our audience is like 45 on up. But do you guys know what Instagram is? It's spelled I-N-S-T-A-G-R-A-M. Go get it.
It's like a grandmother in a box. No,
yes.
What is it exactly?
It's an instant grandma.
I'm sorry.
It is. An instant grandma.
Just add water. Oh, well, there you go.
I'll post it to our Facebook when I've got some time. This is hour two of Radio Law Talk. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk, but go to our Instagram at Radio Law Talk. People email us during the week because a lot of people like to hear it and listen to our podcast. The nice thing about RadioLawTalk.com, you can go to our podcast or our former shows. You can search it by that show or by a topic, and it'll take you there. Do that, and then if you want to say something or ask us something or give us a derogatory remark, which many have, info at Radio Law Talk. And don't forget, we're talking about general topics of law here. We are not, do not use this in a court of law. Seek local counsel. We are not your legal counsel or
that
lawyer.
That nasty email from Todd's mom, I'll never forget
I that. Know that. Especially with the pictures.
Instagram.
We react to every email.
Yeah.
Maybe not with the response email, but we react to everyone.
Yeah, why not? Hey, you know what? Early, we're going to have a case or no case, but later on, we're going to have a special guest at the bottom of the hour, after the bottom of the hour, about the USS Thresher and the sinking of the USS Thresher. If those of you who are in the front of the computer go back to Radio Law Talk and look up USS Thresher, I think, or what did we put it under?
It was a case
under,
or no case.
I know that, but I'm saying, what did we put it under?
The Freedom of Information Act.
Okay, Freedom of Information Act, and you'll find it was a case or no case that Cal did, and we're going to have the actual author of the lawsuit, the person who brought the lawsuits, is going to come on our show and tell us really what happened.
Yeah, if you go to the March 14th.
Is it March 14th?
You go to March 14th, hour one, and listen, and the case or no case actually starts after our first break. So when you get to the audio there, you need to go forward to about the, around the
16, 17, about that. Yeah,
yeah, and you'll know because when you get there, you'll hear Cal talking at the beginning where he sets the whole thing up.
And it's Captain James B. Bryant, U.S. Navy retired. He's the guy. And he called me. He said, you know, you mucked up a few things in your story. And I said,
well, what else is new? Did you say what else is new?
Yeah, I said, look, I'm just getting little bits and pieces from different news accounts. And he says, well, yeah, I know it's a complicated story, but you're still an idiot.
And then he said he lived in Idaho Falls near Burley.
That's right. He trained in his nuclear submarine training at the Idaho Nuclear Engineering Laboratory, which is where Jimmy Carter and many other people who trained for nuclear subs all trained there.
It's in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Yeah.
Do they have a port there?
I know, right? But actually, there was a senator who managed to help get it placed there, as you would say. So that's where they did. They also, this is a true story. You can look this up. They also worked to develop a nuclear aircraft. I kid you not, a nuclear-powered aircraft that they could get in the sky and just leave up there indefinitely because of the nature of nuclear power. Trouble is that runway was so long that they scrapped the project. They couldn't get it to go up in the air and stay. You know, I mean, they could get it going in the air and stay, but they couldn't, the long, you know, the power.
How was that again?
So they tried a nuclear aircraft.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all I got to say is welcome K-Bar, Burley, Idaho. We're talking about Idaho, our newest affiliate. That's where Cal first got his start in radio in the 1908, 1909
era. I was literally
a child, yes. And so, Burley, Idaho, thank you for joining us. You know what? What is famous about Burley, Idaho? I had to look it up. And K-Bar in Burley, Idaho, the most famous thing that I know of and I've ever been able to find is the Spudman Triathlon. Again, the Spudman Triathlon is out of Burley, Idaho. Other than that, it mentioned notable people, and Cal was not on
my
there.
My name wasn't on
there. No! We're going to get your name on there. Burley, Idaho, Wikipedia, change it and put Cal Hunter on. In fact, I'm going to do that. You can make a note to Wikipedia. You can send it in and say, you're missing Cal Hunter.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Wikipedia will go, oh, well, we better get right on that.
Cal's foray into broadcasting was it. Two tin cups with a string between the two.
It's about like that.
Well, Burley, Idaho, back in the 1908s, you know. And then, hey, look, we were talking earlier about the coronavirus, and we've got Case or No Case coming up in a second here, but we want to have Denise, after the Case or No Case, talk briefly about the divorce rates because of coronavirus. And I want to read a letter from a city about the coronavirus to its constituents. That's very interesting. But Cal, roll, case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right. John Tallarico lives in Delaware. A nice older man. Got a call on his cell phone. He picked up. The person on the other end kept saying, hello, hello, hello. And then in apparent exasperation, the other person said, hello, sir, can you hear me? And John said, yes. And then a brief conversation ensued about John's credit cards, and John just basically kept saying, no, 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 not interested, no, no, no. Then in a couple of weeks in the snail mail, John got a surprise. A new high-interest credit card and a bill for $295 for the credit card fee, a card that John did not order, according to him. He refused to pay, and the calls started really coming in from collection agencies, one of which was very aggressive and took John to small claims court. The company, Delaware State Bank, had hired this telephone solicitation firm and pressed very hard to get what they said was their money. John said, I never agreed to any stinking credit card. And they said, really? We have your voice on tape. And so every time they said, you want a credit card? He said, no. They took where he said, can you hear me now? Yes. And they edited it into the conversation. So do you agree to take this credit card, sir? No, I don't want it. Yes. You see what I'm saying? They covered it all up and edited it into the yes. He told the judge, he said, look, I didn't do this. And the judge said, well, you're in the wrong place then, credit card company. And, John, you need to take this to the DA's office if you suspect fraud. And John said, well, maybe I rolled the recording on my Android. Let's see. But I'm going to ask you, because I got your case or no case first. Fred Penny, case or no case?
I know the answer to this really quick.
Okay.
I'm going to go really fast. The answer is true scenario, no case. Next.
True scenario, no case. Okay.
Yep, that happened all of that. I believe that.
Where did John live?
Delaware.
John was in Delaware, and the credit card company was in Delaware.
From the Delaware State Bank, that's correct.
Okay, so they were both in Delaware. Well, I'm going to say that I think that this is a case, and I am going to say that the reason I say that this is a case is because of something I'll tell you when we come back.
No! No!
No! No, because we only got 20 seconds. No way I can say everything, but it is a case, and I'm going to say that John wins, but when we come back, I'll tell you why.
All right, we're going to come back. Case or no case? Not a case. Typical scenario, not a case. Cal made it up. We'll be back.
All right, stay tuned, because as Fred said, we will be back with more Radio Law Talk, including the conclusion to Case or No Case, right after this. Don't go away.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
What's wrong with all of us? I've got sciatica down my leg. I can't even move. I'm hurting. Denise, just like her left arm doesn't work right now.
No, that was just Todd.
Todd's got
just popped my elbow and freaked Denise out.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Really quickly, for the case or no case, I said it was a case, right? And what I'm going to say, it's a case that leads to a recovery, can I say, either through a civil or criminal case?
Sure, it's a case.
Okay, it's a case.
And who wins, though?
And I think that Well, what's more important is the Delaware company loses.
Okay, because
if it's a criminal case, technically the government wins, and if it's a civil case, then technically the person wins. But the important thing is that the credit card company that recorded
better get their $300.
They lose and may actually face liability. But that's my answer. And then when it's all done, if I'm successful, I'll tell you why I thought that.
Can you go around in circles a little more, please?
No, I do. Well, sure, I can.
What's the scenario?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
I don't. He's confused me so much. He's gone.
John Tellerico lived in Delaware. Got calls on his telephone from a guy who first said, "Hello, John. Hello, John. Hello, John. Can you hear me, John?" John said, "Yes." Then the guy promptly gave him a credit card offer, and John said, "No, don't want it. No, don't want it. No, don't want it." Later, they sent him a credit card with a bill. John said no. Took him to small claims court to recover, or not whatever the court. I don't know the court. Small claims court to get his $295 back. You can't take this from me. Delaware company says yes, we can. We have a recording of you saying yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And they edited yes into "We want this credit card." You do, don't you, John?
Yes.
You know. And the judge didn't even take it suspiciously that every time he said yes, it sounded the same.
All right. Go for it, Denise.
So, Denise, what say you?
So, it was John suing in small claims.
Yeah, John said, "I'm not going to give you the $200. The credit card company came after him.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So this is a Fair Debt Collections Act. That's exactly what it is. It's a violation of the Fair Debt Collections Act. And when the Delaware Bank sued him in small claims court, then it's not proper before small claims because it's not. It's a federal cause of action, correct? Now, can you do a federal cause of action in small claims?
I don't know. Fred's just bored. He just wants to win.
All I got to say is...
He just wants to win.
Cal changed the story a couple times.
Well,
just say what you're going to say, because I'm going to win this. It's not a case.
You're right,
going.
You're right, Denise. The bank did press the charges. So
yeah.
I apologize for messing that up.
Okay. So I'm going to say that it is a case, and the court, small claims court, dismisses it. So that would be technically a win
by
the Delaware man.
Okay.
Well, according to Cal, if what Cal said is true, then the small claims court did dismiss it because the judge says wrong place. You need to go to the DA. Isn't that what you said?
He said if you're going to stand up to them and claim that their claim is invalid, you've got to go after this on fraud because this is this is the wrong venue for that.
Who's on first?
Okay, good. So I say case. And the Delaware man wins.
Okay, let's go.
I say that Fred was very perceptive for figuring. Those who say it was a case, I'm sorry.
Yes! Yes! I'm going to throw this in all your face 6 feet away.
However, it is a common scenario.
That's exactly what I said.
This kind of thing has happened to many people.
Exactly what I said.
Many people. So that's why when you answer your telephone, you never say yes to those calls because they are not above this.
All I got to say is I'm right. I love to be right. When you two, I knew you were wrong.
You know what? You have a chance to tie me next time.
Two points for me, zero for everybody else. Case or no case, ladies and gentlemen, that's for the first time from Burley, Idaho.
And by the way, next hour, owner of the Lonely Heart.
Owner of the Lonely Heart is our next case or no case. What we do is the first person to 50 points, that person gets a free dinner from the other two cohorts here. And I tell you, the time I won, I went to $125 a night steakhouse, that's for sure. And then Todd, when he won, it was about a $30 a plate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the cost for the meal, I think, because I didn't see the bill because my compatriots here paid, but I am informed that the total cost of the meal, even with an extra person, because it was four instead of three, was right around pretty close to the same as the cost for one plate.
Yeah,
one plate.
The other
plate.
And half.
Yeah. Yes. All right, do this really quick. Divorce rate up in China because coronavirus. What happened, Denise, Mrs. Divorce Lawyer?
Well, China was, known for not having a high divorce rate.
Right.
That, first of all, it just wasn't accepted. It wasn't something. And over the years, it's kind of gotten more, acceptable to get divorced. So what has happened after the coronavirus is that divorce rate is way up. Like, people are getting divorced a lot more than ever. And now it's more accepted. And they had way too much time with their spouse during the coronavirus. And they are saying, I don't have any privacy. I can't stand this person. They have all of these kind of tics and habits that I don't like, and they are getting divorced.
Gosh, my wife's not listening.
I wonder if there's going to be a divorce increase due to the coronavirus, Denise. I mean, I wonder if it's going to tick up your practice.
This one lady said that she really got so frustrated and just wanted to get a divorce because her husband would engage the children right before they're supposed to go to bed in play and get them all angst, you know, up, and their energy would go through the roof, and she couldn't get them to go to bed like normal. And she said, I've had it. That's enough.
A cause for a divorce.
That's a good cause for a divorce.
Yeah, and she actually life. Called
them. Todd, what are your cats? Are they getting tired of you being at home?
Yeah, they're giving me this, what? But the question I have with this is, you know how sometimes when people face a life-changing or a life-threatening scenario and they start to make themselves these promises, if I make it through this, I'm not going to turn down any attempt to go out and do this and live life to the fullest. And I wonder if that's playing into this. You know, I'm in a miserable relationship. I don't feel this. And if I make it through this, I'm going to change things up in my life so that I can go ahead and do this stuff.
You can sure see how that could happen.
Now, there is a downside to this, too, is that the rates for domestic violence are way up, too.
I know that.
And that's not just limited to China.
No, and that's what's interesting is worldwide. People are I don't want to get into the negativity, but it's people are committing. There has been a recent suicide in Northern California of a man. They apparently were not getting along, and he hung himself. It's just because you're home so much. I make sure when I come home, I'm outside, and my wife stays inside.
I'll tell you when we get back. I have a funny story.
We're gonna talk to Captain Jim Bryant when we come back about the USS Thresher sinking. We'll be back.
Yeah, it's an interesting story that you'll want to hear more about coming up next on Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away. The show will continue momentarily.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, owns up to doing some not-so-smart things as he helps lead the White House effort to stem the spread of the new coronavirus. Things like forgetting to eat and not getting enough sleep. The blunt-speaking Fauci also has had to contend with a deluge of online threats and uncomfortable personal encounters with admirers as the pandemic consumes his every hour. Nevertheless, the 79-year-old epidemiologist insists he's just doing his job. Still, concerns about his safety are serious enough that Fauci now has a security detail. The Department of Health and Human Services requested that the U.S. Marshals Services authorize special agents from the HHS Inspector General's office as part of Fauci's protection, according to people familiar with those arrangements. The Justice Department approved a request to deputize 9 agents to protect Fauci. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Oh, that's down. Todd has kitty.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, back in 1963, a sub, a Navy sub for the United States, sunk. This Navy sub, we never exactly found out why, what happened. And so we had Captain Jim Bryant recently bring a lawsuit under the Freedom of Information Act to have the Navy release documentation to find out really what happened during this time period in 1963 and why this nuclear submarine sunk. And we have him on the line. Welcome, Captain Jim Bryant. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks. Tell us exactly. So you are my understanding is you are a submarine captain. You are a former captain of a submarine. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you brought this suit through the Freedom of Information Act to get pages to find out what happened in 1963. And so far, they've released 300 pages to you. Is that correct?
No.
What?
You guys have got it all wrong.
No, Cal's got it all wrong.
Jim, it's me. I honestly got this from published reports, the Washington Times, the Post. I didn't have the kind of information you have, but they said that it was a 300-page report, and they were releasing 30 pages at a time. You told me that was way off base.
Yeah, they're going to release. The Navy has been promising us for a couple of months to release 300 pages a month. And they've not done that. And so finally the judge had a conference back in February, and he told them to do that. And but I suspect that the first date that they expected would be 30 of like 15 May. I suspect that they're going to cry coronavirus.
Yes.
It's not going to happen.
Sure. Yeah, what, here's the question. What do you think? I'm going to ask. What do you think happened?
Well, there's a number of factors. We do not know what happened. The records I'm looking for is not going to tell us exactly what happened. Let me put that down first. What I'm looking for is what we were thinking about to have the world's most advanced nuclear-powered submarine on a routine test dive that was well planned out and scheduled. How did it sink? I mean, that's crazy.
But, you know, Jim, a greater question is, after all of that, they went out and changed the parameters of the test, had to go deeper than they planned the first time and all of that. But after that, this is now obsolete technology that we're not using anymore, and still we can't get information about it. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I remember the head of the Navy in World War II, when asked about the first start in, like, 1941, asked, you know, what do we tell the public? And he says, well, tell the public when the war is over that we won. Because that's the way the Navy works. And I love the Navy, but that's just, you know, they don't like to tell things.
So you were the captain of a nuclear submarine. What type of submarine were you a captain of?
The fast attack nuclear-powered submarine, the Guardfish.
The Guardfish.
I commanded it in the late 80s. 87 through 90, at the very end of the Cold War.
So the Thresher that sank in 1963, where did it sink? What area?
Okay, it was coming out of it completed a 9-month overhaul, major overhaul, in Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, and it did shallow sea trials on 9 April 63 in the Gulf of Maine, and then it was off the coast about 220 miles. East of Cape Cod when it was doing its first deep dive test and sank.
Now, how many people were lost?
129, and it remains
the
worst nuclear submarine disaster, because there were a number of shipyard workers on board, a number of staff officers on board that are not normally on board. For example, when the Kursk was lost, it was 118. That was the next largest number.
What do you hope comes out of all of this, this lawsuit that you filed on all of this? Is this a cultural change you're seeking, or is it really just hard, raw data that you want?
Well, I'm looking at material so we can understand what the people in the leadership were thinking. Did they just ignore the fact that this was a very deep diving submarine, and they didn't take the proper precautions for that? We know that the quality control, the material installed was really bad from the subsafe program. Ever heard of the subsafe program?
No. What's that?
Well, we weren't controlling the type of metal that was going into the various fittings and things in the seawater
system. Right.
And this program makes sure that, you know, no kidding, this is really the right material, it's been tested, it's going into the system, and that we're really going to count all the bolts and make sure they're the right bolts, and it gets installed quickly.
But from
Hey, Jim, we got Todd Kunin, one of our hosts, as a question. Todd.
Yeah, hi, Jim. So I was reading a report. It came from an article called 50 Years of Steely Purpose. It was published back in June of 2013, and just to piggyback on what you just said there about the equipment that was used, apparently there was a feeling that maybe the ship or the submarine had suffered from a failure of the saltwater piping system because they were relying on silver brazing instead of welding. Is that what you're talking about here? Is one of the possible causes?
That is some of the problems that the substation involved. Now, the Navy Court of Inquiry, which is the main report that I want to get. Okay. Out of 1,700 pages of testimony in this report, the Navy's only released 19.
Wow.
And that includes that they're still keeping secret a personal letter from the wife of the commanding officer who died on board to the commanding officer of the escort ship. Now, and we asked for that 6 months ago. And I did that because I communicate with the son of the commanding officer. We'd kind of like to have this letter to his mother, and they won't release that yet.
Got it. Hey, so here's a quick question also. Have you been in touch with the family of the 129 people lost that are saying,
sure,
go
yes.
Jim, go get it. We want to find out what happened to our family members?
Yes, yes. I said I'm in contact with the Sonoma commanding officer. I'm in contact with the children of one of the several of the chiefs. In fact, one of the son of the one of the senior master chief petty officer is part of our research group.
That's interesting. So here's the other question I have: why haven't they sent rovers down? Is it too deep? Because rovers
nowadays go really deep.
Yeah,
they look at it. Because remember, you've got a nuclear reactor down there, mm-hmm. So they've been sampling the sea life and sampling the bottom sediment to make sure that none of the fission products are from the reactor core are going into the ocean.
Now, is it true? This is right now the wreckage, if you will, is sitting at about 8,400 foot depth. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So the any recovery, you can send sonar or cameras down there, things to inspect it, but the ability to raise the ship to bring it, it's broken up apparently, but to bring that up from that depth.
Six separate pieces.
Yeah,
and the contents are strewn all over the shore. It's kind of like a junkyard down there.
Yeah, I think
all you could do is pick up a pipe or two or something.
Yeah, one of the things that I saw also was that I guess the debris is spread over about 134,000 square meters. So I mean that's quite large, as far as where things are. I think your description is a junkyard. It's pretty
well,
telling.
The interesting thing about this, Jim, what we brought up is, we talk about legal issues here. The Freedom of Information Act that you brought the lawsuits to get that information is really, really interesting to us as lawyers, and how that is some things that allow us as citizens to obtain some of the government documentation that has been held for a time period, especially back in 1963, how that's going to affect us nowadays. It probably won't, and it's not some top secret thing back then. It almost doesn't matter. So as you get these pages, you're still working on it, keep the good fight. We'll bring you back once you get the documents and find out what is actually in those papers. But keep up the good fight, and we really appreciate you coming on and setting Cal straight. Cal, again, he's been through
I appreciate it.
Cal's been through World War I, World War II, and the Civil War. So, we really appreciate you, Jim, coming on board, and we're going to talk to you later about this. Keep up about the sinking of the USS Thresher and what the future is. So, thanks again, Jim. We'll talk to you later.
You're welcome.
Fascinating story.
Go ahead, Denise.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't all three of us get skunked on this one?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
So this was a case or no case that Cal had brought up, and he skunked all three of us.
The only thing I'll say in Cal's defense, I know we're coming up on the break here, the thing I'll say in Cal's defense is he's only got about a minute and a half to lay out an entire scenario to tell us stuff. So he tried to encapsulate it, but we're glad we got that information.
So we're going to come back, and I'm going to read you a letter from a mayor from a city about the coronavirus, and I'm going to ask your opinion, 855-LAW. Radio. What do you think? We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. The Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit. Thank you, Captain, for being with us right here on Radio Law Talk. And, of course, you too. And if you want to hear more, go to RadioLawTalk.com. It's right there available for you. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So let me read you a little quick letter that went out to the citizens of a city from apparently the office of the mayor. It was the city manager that wrote it. Is that correct, Todd?
Yes.
So I want to, you know, basically it says as follows. I'm not going to read everything, but. But basically, it's imperative that this community stay home as much as possible, they say. Practice social distancing protocols recommended by the Centers of Disease Control to slow the spread of COVID-19. Again, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, tell us the exact number, 855-LAW-RADIO.
It's 855-529-7234.
If you have a question about this or you want to comment, and we're going to have a question for you. This is not only for our individual health and safety, but for the well-being of our loved ones, young and old. Okay, good. Good statement. I'm particularly concerned with the reports of significant numbers of people not following public health recommendations at the parks and open spaces. Okay. I understand the desire to enjoy the outdoors, but we must do so with our health at the forefront of our minds. Social distance of 6 feet and goes through what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. Here's the kicker that we ask you about. Quote, if you observe suspected violations of this county health order in this city, please email us or call us to the, at the police non-emergency services. I'm sorry to say this, but the first thing I said to myself is Nazi Germany. As bizarre as that sounds, I know it's not as extreme, but what bothers me, what threw me off is we're letting out people for the coronavirus that are sex offenders. We're letting out people who have committed crimes. And are you going to grab mommy and her three children, call the cops? I'm calling the cops because I can see you down there at the park, and you're talking to neighbor Jane with her kids. And what are you going to do, Mr. Mayor or Mr. City Manager, when you're not even giving, you're basically giving tickets to people that are committing real crimes? How does this work? Are you telling them, like in the old days, I'm not saying this is it, but listen, in the old days, during World War II, when Germany took over the Swiss and
Poland, everywhere they went, the Sudetenland.
And there was the issue of telling on people, I just watched a documentary on it. It was the friends turned on friends, because they didn't know, are you telling on us or not? So what is going to happen here if a friend or a neighbor says, Sally Jones had her four kids, she's going to call the police and say, I saw her down there talking to Mrs. Nutcracker and her children.
This just happened to me. I was going for a walk, a very fast walk, and came upon two mothers with their four children on bikes, and the children were riding their bikes around me really close, and it was kind of awkward, and I tried to cross the street only to get other bikes coming the other direction, coming right by me, and I realized that I'm not even safe just to take a walk.
But they're flying by you. They're not.
These are little kids on little trike bikes.
But they're not going to stop. They just go by you.
Woo, no, they did. Woo. They went literally around me.
You're not going to get it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And the two mothers were within 6 feet of each other.
All right. Well, this is something that
You'd call the cops and tell on them.
No, I would never do that. Okay, I try to avoid the situation.
Well, I agree. But the question is, and Todd's going to bring up, is it now time that we call the police because two moms are not 6 feet apart? That paragraph. I'm going to read it again. If you observe suspected violations of this county health order, email us at this or call this number the police non-emergency phone number. Todd.
So a couple of things here. On one hand, in support of this directive, or not personally supporting, but just in the side of justifications for the directives, some people might look at this and say, well, how is this different from what we, when we're in Haiti and, yanking out with the reggae music and,
It's the Bad Boys. It's Bad Boys, man.
How is this any different from the directive you see on the highway that says, please call to report suspected drunk drivers?
Right? I think a drunk driver is a little bit different than a bomb 5 feet away from another mom.
So the justification would be somebody would say, well, this is no different than calling suspected drunk drivers or neighborhood watch when you see somebody breaking in. The problem with that justification is that with regard to this being outside, you have to look at what the county's health directive was and what it said was an essential activity and allowed, and understand that just seeing somebody outside may fall under that umbrella, as opposed to driving down the highway and seeing somebody weave back and forth on the road where it's highly likely that they are impaired, or seeing somebody break into a house. And to that end, what I want to say is, so I looked up the directive from that particular county. Okay, and the directive was to not be outside except for essential activities. And at the end of that directive, they defined essential activities. And number three on the list of definitions was, quote, engaging in outdoor activities such as walking, hiking, or running, provided 6 feet of space is maintained between people who are not members of the same household. So if the county has defined an essential activity for which you are allowed to go outside, disorder notwithstanding, says that family members of the same household can be within 6 feet of each other walking for health, how does a city manager in the same county call out that behavior that's allowed under the directive and then ask people to report it as a suspected violation. This makes no sense at all to me, because it is the directive from the city manager appears to contradict the directive from the county's health department. And it's just, it's crazy.
Does that include grandkids? Does that include,
yeah, they're into the same household.
Yeah. Yeah.
Defined household.
Here's another weird thing.
Oh.
In several Northern California cities, the city folks have created websites where you can rat on businesses that are considered non-essential.
Ready?
Who decided to stay open to feed their families.
Ready for this?
We can't have that.
Los Angeles brought its first five businesses. It is bringing criminal
charges
yeah. against four or five businesses in L.A. that were open that they're claiming are non-essential. And I, again, why am I getting up? I'm worried, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, about the government taking too much control of our lives.
It's now, a long reach, Fred.
That's the question, and I know that. And I'm just saying, I'm glad we've got to do stuff for the coronavirus. But the question is it now time for neighbors to rat on neighbors over the coronavirus? That's where I'm wondering if it's pushing too far and getting scary. Go ahead. I'm just telling you that's what I throw out there for you to listen to.
I think it's a great question.
And the big concern I have about that is there are going to be a directive like this makes people feel empowered to become quasi law enforcement officers. And the directive is call the cops. But there's going to now be a subset of society that just decides they're going to take the law into their own hands and confront people and tell them they have to go home and not call. Because when they do call, the cops aren't going to show up every time because they're probably inundated. And now folks are going to say, well, it's just a public health thing. And it's going to lead to unintended and possible confrontational consequences.
Yeah, there was a group of neighbors that tried to keep their one neighbor from coming out of their house and going anywhere because they suspected that he had coronavirus, and he did not.
And they put a tree across
put a tree across his driveway. Yeah. Or the road. I think it was actually a road to get out of his access road.
Yeah.
I think it's true. But then the other side of it is that you have to, you know, if you see people in the park and they're barbecuing and they're all together to, you know, and that, that could be a situation where you should call
the family. I would say no way. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
One of our listeners says,
crazy.
Bad boys, call the cops.
Yeah. Bad boys.
Well, I mean, I think so.
The cops are. We're letting sex offenders out, ladies and gentlemen. We're letting sex offenders out
grandma,
of jail.
Grandma, you're going to jail
because you are next door neighbor Martha, and we're talking.
If the cops do show up, the most they'll get is a promise to appear.
Oh, by the way, the sex offender, you're fine. Just stay right there. Okay, Grandma, we're hauling you and you talk. We'll be back. Third hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.